for this grace. My name is Bose, and by the special grace of God, I am an evangelist under my father in the Lord, Prophet T.B. Joshua, my mentor, my instructor, my teacher, Prophet T.B. Joshua. Give God all the glory. But I thank you for this grace, for this privilege. I thank you for this grace to share your word among your people. And as you listen, may you be blessed, may you be saved, and may you be delivered in the name of Jesus Christ. You may be seated in his presence. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, we need no more to make us happy than to have the Lord Jesus Christ with our spirit. Because in him, all spiritual blessings are summed up. Tell the next person beside you, say, I need no more. I can see you. Say, I need no more to make me happy than to have the Lord Jesus Christ with my spirit. Because in him, brethren, viewers all over the world, we want you to know that today is your encounter with Jesus Christ. Today is the day that the Lord has made for you. All you need to do is to believe. Believe and you will be saved and be what God wants you to be. Believe and you will be delivered and do what God says you can do. Believe and you will be blessed and have what God says you have. God is involved in your matter. And when God is involved in your matter, it does not matter who else is involved. When God is involved in your affairs, it does not matter who else is involved. Do what you may stumble. You know, you stumble, you will not fall. Though you may make a mistake in a moment, in another moment you will make a correction. Because God is involved. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ loves us so much. He's concerned about us. He wants to be involved in everything concerning you. Walk you through whatever life brings. He said, he will not suffer thy foot to be moved, because he that keepeth thee will not slumber nor sleep. Do you know that we are the greatest product of the Holy Spirit? His promises to us are of good success and not failure. You see, when you know that God is truthful, when you know that God is truthful, you do what? Trust him and pay attention to his word. Because God is faithful. God is reliable. God is unchanging. God is dependable. He is trustworthy. He is worthy. Now tell me, who is worthy of all our gathering here today? Who is worthy of all our praises and adoration? Who is worth living for? Who is worth dying for? Who is worth going to jail for? Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. For the Bible says, to him who sits upon the throne and unto the Lamb be all the blessings, all the glory, all the honor, and all the power forevermore. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, the one who is worthy. You may be seated in his presence. You may be seated in his presence. Yes. Brethren, do you know that at times we all face temptation to do the wrong thing? But the question is, have you ever been tempted by what you see? Have you ever been tempted by what you hear? Have you ever been tempted by what you think in your mind? Have you ever been tempted by what other tells you, what your circumstances look like? If I may answer the question, I believe it's what? Yes. Can I get a witness in the house? Can I have a witness? I believe the answer is yes. You see, as we all know, the temptation can come in any form. It can come in any form. We all face the temptation to do the wrong thing. Tell your neighbor. Say, neighbor, yield not to temptation. Say, yield not to temptation. Because temptation is the presentation of evil. Because temptation, I can't hear you, make it louder. Because temptation is the presentation of evil. And this will lead to the title of today's message. Temptation, the presentation of evil. Say temptation, the presentation of evil. And our proof text shall be taken from the book of James. Let's open our Bible right now. Are you ready? To the book of James. The book of James is the book immediately after the book of Hebrews. The book of James. Are you there? Yeah, I'm there now. Are you there, people of God? Okay, I'm giving you time. Immediately after the book of Hebrews. Are you there? James chapter 1. James chapter 1. And we shall take our reading from verse 12 down. Let's take it from verse 12. James chapter 1, verse 12. Are you there? And I read. Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. When tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when, by his own evil desire, he is dragged away and enticed. Verse 15. Then after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. Don't be deceived, my brothers. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Verse 18. He chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of his first fruits of all he created. Verse 19. My dear brothers, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to become hungry. For man's anger does not bring about righteous life that God desires. We shall stop at this verse, verse 21. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Somebody say, which can save you. I can't hear you. Say, which can save you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. Because your word is true and unchanging. Amen. 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 Brethren, we wake up in the morning determined to get it right. Before we know it, we have missed the mark. You wake up in the morning and say, today I must get it right. Yes. But before you know it, we have missed the mark. I mean, we have sinned. You see, that you are a Christian does not mean you will not make a mistake. That you are a Christian does not mean mistake will not come. Mistake will come, but you are not like others. Say to yourself, I, not like others. There's a difference between you and others. The difference between you and others is that you already have a relationship with God. You should know that since you already have a relationship with God, you can immediately run to God about your bad behavior. And He is always there to help you. All you need to do is to acknowledge your position as a sinner in need of His divine mercy, in need of His divine favor, and His divine forgiveness. He is always there to get you back on your feet, forgive you, and to help you not to make the same mistake again. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 5, for there is one God, one mediator between God and men, the man Jesus Christ. How does this appear to you? This means that Jesus Christ came to restore the relationship and fellowship between God and man. Everyone has been tempted. Do you agree with me? Let me see your hands up. Everyone has been tempted. You have been tempted. I have been tempted. And in this world we are living in, we will continue to be challenged with issues that violate our conscience. In this world we are living in, we will continue to be challenged with issues that violate our conscience. I mean, with issues that disturbs our conscience. My father in the Lord, Prophet T.B. Joshua, made me to realize one thing. Do you want me to share that with you? Are you sure? Do you want me to share that with you? I can hear you. Okay, listen. He said, look, child, it is not those that fall that failed in life, but the one who fails to get back up. Because all men fall, but the great ones get back up. Say, get back up again. Turn to the next person beside you. Say, get back up again. Get back up again. Perfection eludes everyone, the Bible says. We all face the temptation to do the wrong thing. But glory be to God. Glory be to Jesus. There is a way out. The way out is Jesus Christ. It said in the book of John chapter 14. John 14 verse 6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus Christ is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. No one comes to the Father except through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. One day at a time, and at times, 1 hour at a time, we receive the strength, the courage, and the conviction to stand our ground. When you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, when you make Him the boss, the CEO, the director of all you do, you become connected to the one who made you. And when you are connected to the one who made you, you are wired in a unique way. Hallelujah. You know, when you are connected in a unique way, you are connected. You are wired in a unique way. Jesus Christ defeated Satan first at Calvary. You know it, and I know it. It is His victory that gives us, you and I, everyone, victory today. You know it, and I know it. Listen to this. By His resurrection, He has demonstrated that He is worthy of being the object of our faith. Hallelujah. By his resurrection from the grave, he has demonstrated that he is worthy. He has proved to us, he has shown into us that he is worthy of being the object of our faith. So there is no denying Jesus. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, there is no denying my Jesus. That's the song we sing up there. Say, there is no denying my Jesus. He wants to know you. Do you hear him calling? You may choose to stay or walk away, but still you must decide. For Jesus cannot be denied. They tore the well, they cut him down. His flame will flicker out, and not a soul will know what all the fuss was all about. He's just another teacher, a fully human creature. You fade away like arches in the wind. But then he rose again. Can I give a yes? There is no denying my Jesus. He wants to know. But all the greatest earthly mind I've tried to understand. But none of human history can answer life's true misery. That sin corrupts, but freedom uprise. A holy sacrifice. Jesus cannot be what? Be denied. You may be sitting in his presence. People of God, that is why if you make an excuse for your sin would not be excuse. Say, if I make an excuse for my wrong, if I make an excuse for my sin, it will not be excuse. According to my father in the Lord, Prophet T.B. Joshua, he said, an excuse is a reason, whether genuine or invented. You know what I mean by invented? When you put one or two things together. An excuse is a reason, whether genuine or invented, which we give to defend or to explain our wrongdoing. People of God, this will make me to talk about the golden thread that links the creation. Have you ever heard about the golden thread that links the creation? Have you ever heard about that? That is Adam and Eve. You see, to cut the long story short, the Bible says before Adam sinned, there was no sin on earth. Before Adam sinned, there was no sin on earth. When Adam sinned, the Bible says He began to hide. I mean, hiding from the presence of God. He refused. He failed to admit and to acknowledge his wrong before God. You remember what the Bible says? When they disobeyed God and they are hiding, God said, God called out to Adam, 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 where are you? He said, God, I'm here. Yes, come out, I want to see you. I'm here. God, wow, what is going on here? Have you disobeyed me? He said, oh, it is not my fault. It is the woman that you gave me. Oh. The wife, Eve. Then God called out to Eve. Eve, where are you? How are you today? Come out, I want to see you. I can't. Why? Because I'm naked. God said, you are naked? Have you disobeyed me? Oh, it is not me, God. It is not. It is the serpent. The snake. Ah. Brethren in the Lord, when you look at the trend, when you look at it, look around you, look into yourself, look into your life, you will realize that the same is happening today. Can I get a witness? People of God, can I get a witness for that? You will see that the same is happening around us today. When we sin, when we wrong God, we continue to run away from God. In other words, we are making excuses for our wrongdoing. We are making excuses for our sin. Listen, when a Christian sin, when a Christian wrong God, fellowship is broken. But he does not lose his place as a son. I mean, when you wrong God, come here. You did not lose your place as a son. Stand here. When you, come on, wrong God as a Christian, you did not lose your place as a daughter. Come here. Do you want to know why?
Yes.
Do you want to know?
Yes.
Because we have someone at the right hand of God interceding for whoever remain faithful. We have someone at the right hand of God interceding for whoever remain faithful. That is why your place as a son did not last. Hallelujah. Amen. Go back to your seat. Your seat is waiting for you. That is why your place as a daughter is not lost. It's there for you. Go back there. Hallelujah. Praise the living Jesus. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ wants you back on your feet. Because he is a faithful God. You need to understand that the gospel of God's grace challenges and changes everything. When you have a relationship with Jesus Christ, you change and become a man. You change and become a woman who is controlled, directed under the influence of the Heavenly Father. Hey, you have the privilege to let him send you, instruct you. He wants to be involved in everything concerning you, walk you through whatever life brings. People of God, he wants to be concerned about you, walk you through whatever life brings. But what is happening around the world today? Many give up and divorce. Many run away and become bitter. Many quit on life. The consequences of your bad behavior might have cost you your job. The consequences of your bad behavior, your bad character, might have cost you your position. But listen, however, it does not change the fact that you are loved by God. It does not change the fact that God loves you just as much as he does any of his children. Do you know that God can forgive you of all your sins? If only you confess to him, he is faithful and just to forgive you and to purify you from all unrighteousness. The Bible says, when we make mistakes, as we all do, don't run from God. Don't run from God. You know, when you are running, you are moving away. Don't run from God. But what? Run to God. When we make bad decisions, when we make wrong choices, we feel the impact, we feel the pain. All of us have made decisions we regret, but all of us can be forgiven and start over again. Yes, all of us can be forgiven and start over and over again. You may ignore God. You may ridicule him. But his love, his compassion, his faithfulness, his kindness, his gentleness remains unchanging. It remains unchanging. People of God, in conclusion, in every temptation, in every trial, in every hard place, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is always there to pray for us. That is the reason for our victory. Say, that is the reason. I can hear you, church. That is the reason for our victory. That is the reason for our victory. Prophet C.B. Joshua says, not Isaac, not Moses, not even Old Testament prophet ever said, I will be with you even till the end of the earth. But Jesus Christ of Nazareth said, I will be with you even till the end of the earth. Somebody says, Jesus lives. He never said goodbye. Jesus lives. He never said goodbye. You have a beginning, am I right? And you have an end. I have a beginning, and I have an end. But he has no beginning, and he has no end. As the truth. Thank you, Jesus. He has no beginning, and he has no end. As the truth, he is the source. As the life, he is the end of it. As a mediator, Jesus Christ is the only sinner's savior. There is no reality outside our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There is no reality after our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Brethren, no reality after him. He is the only sinner's savior. Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sin. Tell the next person beside you, turn your scars. Say, turn. Turn your scars. You know wherever your scar is. I know where mine is. Say, turn your scar. Your bad experiences wipe you out. And as you stand in his presence right now, as you stand up in his presence, as you stand in his presence, acknowledge your position before the Lord. Acknowledge your position before the Lord. In need of his divine mercy, his divine favor. His divine mercy is all you need. His divine favor is all you need. He is faithful and just. The Bible says the worst of sin can be forgiven. Are your sins so great or small? Trusting in Christ's sacrifice will make you whole, will make you clean within. For there is only one ground for claiming all of God's blessings. By the blood that he has shed on the cross, we are cleansed. Lift your voice. Lovely and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the porter, is watching and waiting, watching for you and for me. And lovely and tenderly, Jesus is calling. Talk to him. Calling for you and for me. See on the porter, he's watching and waiting, calling for you and for me. Say, come home, come home. Ye who are weary, come home. And asleep tenderly, Jesus is calling. Lift your voice. Come home. Come home. You are weary. Come home. And asleep tenderly, Jesus is calling. Let's put our hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I leave you here in His presence in faith, and I pray to meet you again in His presence in faith in Jesus' name. May the Lord Jesus Christ bless His word in our hearts in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. May you be blessed.